March 28, the Scriptures are safeguard. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews 1:14. So long as the people of God preserve their fidelity to Him, so long as they cling by living faith to Jesus, they are under the protection of heavenly angels, and Satan will not be permitted to exercise his hellish arts upon them to their destruction. But those who separate themselves from Christ by sin are in great peril. Satan is now more earnestly engaged in playing the game of life for souls than at any previous time. And unless we are constantly on our guard, he will establish in our hearts pride, love of self, love of the world, and many other evil traits. He will also use every possible device to unsettle our faith in God and in the truths of His Word. If we have not a deep experience in the things of God, if we have not a thorough knowledge of His Word, we shall be beguiled to our ruin by the errors and sophistries of the enemy. False doctrines will sap the foundations of many because they have not learned to discern truth from error. Our only safeguard against the wiles of Satan is to study the Scriptures diligently, to have an intelligent understanding of the reasons of our faith, and faithfully to perform every known duty. The indulgence of one known sin will cause weakness and darkness and subject us to fierce temptation. Are we opening the door of the heart to Jesus and closing every means of entrance to Satan? Are we daily obtaining clearer light and greater strength that we may stand in Christ's righteousness? Are we emptying our hearts of all selfishness and cleansing them preparatory to receiving the latter rain from heaven? The work of overcoming is a great work. Shall we take hold of it with energy and perseverance? Unless we do, our filthy garments will not be taken from us. We need never expect that these will be torn from us violently. We must first show a desire to rid ourselves of them. We must seek to separate sin from us. Rely upon the merits of the blood of Christ, and then in the day of affliction, when the enemy presses us, we shall walk among the angels.